This is Ozarks at Large. This November, several outlets across the country are collaborating with organizers of the Purple Project for Democracy, a nonpartisan campaign to rediscover and recommit to democracy. Throughout November, Ozarks at Large and KUAF will be participating, exploring civics, government, and public service. Before tomorrow's official launch, we wanted a primer on the project. We reached Rebecca Winthrop, senior fellow and co-director of the Center for Universal Education at the Brookings Institution. She says a growing polarization is one reason for the Purple Project for Democracy, but certainly not the only inspiration.
We've had divisive politics in our country for, you know, ever since the United States was founded. But what we were especially worried about was this idea that at least almost one in three people in America, especially young people, don't necessarily think that a democratic form of government or democracy is that important for the United States and would be willing to consider a strong leader, aka a dictator or army rule. And to us, that was the most concerning. Sort of the belief in the foundations of our whole system of government, irregardless of what political debates are winning the day.
One in three is an incredibly scary statistic.
It is a scary statistic. It's almost one in three. It's from a Democracy Fund survey. And there's been a lot of debate about why that is. And some talk about the decline of civic education in schools. And it's true that civic education isn't given as much prominence in most states as it used to be. There's a lot of civics, social studies teachers, civics education teachers who also have to do second teaching jobs in a school, so coaching a sports team. About 37% of social studies teacher coach sports teams compared to 15% of English teachers. So they're kind of the bottom rung of the totem pole in some ways, not because they're not important, but because other subjects have been emphasized. I don't think you can put all the blame on the school system by any means. I also think that for a lot of young people, you know, they haven't seen, at least at a national level, democracy working very well. Things aren't getting done very efficiently, and that might be part of it.
So what can the partners do that are involved in the project to, I don't know, better educate or better inspire passion about democracy?
Yeah, I think our number one message of the Purple Project and the We the Purple Project is to really say, yes, our country has problems, but it is still a great country. We need not to discard democracy as a result of seeing all our problems, but rather double down on democracy and participate more. And we really say, look, everybody talks about voting. It's incredibly important, but it's just merely the first step to really being an engaged citizen. And we want a robust engaged citizenry across the country in every state, rural and urban. And we've come up with five urgent things that we would say are key to be an involved citizen. And one is for sure, stay informed. And to me, if I would have to say just do one thing, I would say that. I would say subscribe to a newspaper or a news station. There's a great organization called All Sides, which basically presents the news and the sort of spectrum of the news from conservative to central to liberal. And I would say, look at the different, get out of your filter bubbles and look at the different perspectives and focus in on probably the more fact-based centrist perspectives would be my recommendation. There's a bunch of other things to do too, like helping others and, you know, participating politically, et cetera.
I know that part of the idea to get as many people exposed to this as possible is to be across that spectrum and across a fractured media with these messages or with these ideas, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we really believe, and I really believe this, that, you know, we as Americans actually are much better than a lot of our headlines actually say that we are, in terms of, I think if you talk to people from conservative communities and if you talk to people from liberal communities, they actually do agree on quite a bit. I grew up in Southern Oregon. It's a very healthy mix of Republicans and Democrats. And, you know, there's a lot that I think people can agree on. And when you talk to people about, you know, really what is at stake if you would not live in a democracy, I think a lot of people agree that we definitely want a balance of powers. We want a strong legislative branch. We want Congress, which is sort of the most important branch and represents the people, to do its job, you know, as well as the other branches. And it would be scary to live in a country where things are, you know, really out of whack, or you know, you have an authoritarian leader that's not checked by the legislative branch.
Gosh, I think some people are going to be listening to this conversation and say, well, wait, doesn't everyone want strong checks and balances? I mean, I think this is going to be hard for some people to realize that there are a significant number of people that aren't aware of the, not just advantages, but the necessities of some of these basic tenets of democracy.
Yeah, and I think part of our effort and why we really teamed up with all our fabulous partners, again, largely from the private sector, largely from the, you know, media marketing, public communications, PR world, which is so creative and so good at selling things and ideas to the American people, but has rarely partnered with the kind of civic engagement, civic education groups that are existing across the country for many years, is that people need to be resold the idea of what is core to democracy and why is it so important. And I have to say, personally, from I've done most of my work in my career overseas on rebuilding societies in post-conflict countries. So I have definitely seen up close and personal what it means when you don't have a strong Congress or legislature, that which is the direct voice of the people, that can actually, you know, check and hold accountable, you know, a leader with authoritarian, autocratic tendencies. It's very scary, and it never ends well, I have to say. We definitely do not want to go on that route.
What would you say to someone who heard your last comment and said, well, there's no way we're going to go down that route. Come on. We've been around for 200-plus years, and we've had strife before, but we always right the ship.
Yeah, I believe we will right the ship. I believe, actually, so much more when I talk to individual people, when I talk to my family members, which sit on both sides of the aisle, so much more binds us together as a country, as individuals, as communities, and separates us. But what I'm worried about is I see the type of deep partisan divide, but just really social divide almost, that is getting more and more people are moving to the extremes. And I've seen that in societies as kind of a warning sign in other countries where people cannot come together and agree on at least the fundamentals of how their system of government should run. So I do believe we'll right the ship, but I have to say I see a lot of similar signs to places I've worked overseas. And the only thing I would say to people who say, no, come on, we can't compare ourselves to that, really, truly, it's happened in other countries. It's happened in other countries that were prosperous, that had great education systems, that, you know, were enfranchising all sorts of members of their society. And it can happen here. And really, the only thing that stands between us and that type of a fate is ourselves, is citizens taking this seriously and really actively engaging and doing, you know, those five things: staying informed, voting, helping other people in their community, participating in political life, you know, and sharing, getting social and spreading the word about why it's important to be a mindful patriot and support the basic principles of democracy.
Rebecca Winthrop is Senior Fellow and Co-Director of the Center for Universal Education at the Brookings Institution and an organizer of Purple Project for Democracy, a nonpartisan campaign to rediscover and recommit to democracy. Throughout November, we're exploring civics, government, and public service. Tomorrow, Antoinette Grajeda talks with Jennifer Price, Executive Director of the Washington County Election Commission, and this is Ozarks at Large.